possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we're back on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And we're going to turn over to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Bring in voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Get the lowdown. Get prepared for Saints training camp in a little over a week. We will be out there in the harsh sun of Metairie, Louisiana, something we haven't experienced in 2 years, because they were out in California under what I would not describe as harsh sun for quite a while, and it's gonna be a shock to the system, I think. But Mike, how you doing? You getting ready?
I am. I'm getting ready. I'm doing what I would normally be doing at 7:30 here. I'm at the Superdome still. I have one screen on, you know, the Saints roster, offense and defense, and another screen on the weather. It's like, this is what we do, man. Just like, really? Really? It's going to be the 23rd is going to be a lot like, to me anyways, it felt like for OTAs and minicamp. I was like, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is real. But not really, because they're not in pads. It's shells until the 28th. So those, it's kind of a lead up. And I think we'll kind of have that build up for those first few days. But by July 28th, you know, they put the pads on. And I think that'll be the next step. That's what we've seen so much of the OTAs and the mini camp and rookie camp and everything. And, man, I'm looking forward to that next step. But I am excited. It's, you know, it will be different. It will be different, right? I mean, last year to this year, from a weather standpoint, I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning, you're out there and you hope the weather doesn't play a factor. Thank gosh it's not this week and not next week. But man, it's exciting. I mean, now, and you know, we get white helmets. Now we get new jerseys to possibly discuss on the 22nd. So this is a team that doesn't have to worry about a lot of newness. They have a lot of new things coming.
Yeah, you know, you brought it up. What do you think of the helmets?
I like them. I really do. I always felt that the Color Rush unis with the black helmets, you know, I didn't like them too much. The gold, you know, was fine. But, you know, there's a Color Rush white, and there's also just a white uniform. There's not a terrible amount of difference with them. But I, you know, they have them here at the Superdome. I've seen one of them anyway. They look cool. So I'm interested to see what the jerseys will be. I mean, obviously, you don't have a ton of choices out there, right? We got white and black covered. They had the gold in 2002 for that one game. But I went back and looked at some of that. It looked pretty good, right? I mean, the play I saw was a Michael Lewis touchdown return, the beer man. So that was pretty cool. So I have no idea. Listen, first off, I have no inside knowledge, but you don't have many colors out there. You got black, and you got white, and you got gold, maybe gray, but it feels like gold's tricky, right? It's got to be the right gold, right? The Saints gold is called old gold. And so I'm interested just to see what, you know, and how often they'll use it. But, and, you know, we've talked about Tyrann Mathieu's hair and Cam's hair and a new helmet and a new jersey. So I think we're ready for practice.
Old gold kind of sounds like a pretzel. But, you know, I do think those helmets are interesting because they're not even, I wouldn't even call them alternate helmets, more so they are now Color Rush helmets. They just fit that jersey combination, which I think was necessary. I always kind of hated that weird Fleur de Lis stripe on the black helmets, but I think they'll look good with the black jersey combination. So let's keep it color matched. How about that?
I'm with you.
You know, one guy, and this is, you know, kind of going into more serious football conversations, one guy we've talked a good bit about and we've got some texts about is Chris Olave. And, you know, it's a weird situation to be in because a guy who was drafted right before him in 2022, a guy he was teammates with in college, a guy who, you know, measurables-wise, they're about the exact same. Statistically, they're pretty close together. And Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson signs this massive $30 million a year extension 2 years before his contract is even up. And Chris Olave, you're sitting there saying, there's a talented guy in there. I just don't know if he can stay on the field. What are your – what I don't want to say expectations, but what are you hoping to see out of Chris Olave this year that would make you feel a lot more confident about him, his long-term prospects with the Saints?
Well, I mean, to me, obviously, it is the injury, and it's not a knee, and it's not a hip. It's the concussion, right? And it is what it is. And, you know, he only had 32 receptions last year, the one touchdown. I mean, to me, I also want to feel like there's other people out there. I don't want to have to keep looking at Chris Olave on 3rd and 11 going, you've got to do it again. So I hope that there's, you know, and I feel like there will be, and there's 11 receivers right now on the roster, more talent around him. But I feel like it is important for him to kind of get through the season, you know, health-wise, and kind of just get back to being the statistical guy that he was. He was so dependable, and he was the 3rd and long guy. But because of the injury, if he were to have, I don't know, I mean, you know what it is, if he has one more or two more, or, you know, it just becomes the lead of the conversation. And I hope that he doesn't have to go through that. So that's, I mean, I think he's got all the skills in the world. He's just got to be able to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, if I kind of feel like there's a point where you just got to put on the guardian cap, man. Like I know a lot of players don't like the look of it, and, you know, it might be kind of clunky. But if you are, how valuable is your career to you? Would you not take every option on the table to try to make sure that your head is safe? It just seems kind of silly that, you know, a guy who has that significant of a concussion history wouldn't take this obvious path. And the only reason you can come up with is it just looks kind of wonky.
Yeah. Well, they had the one guy last year, the tight end who wore it during the season. There hasn't been a whole bunch, has there? I can't remember.
Well, in the NFL, there's been a few. Romeo Doubs is one of the few wide receivers who I can think of. Damar Hamlin wore one. There's a good number of players. You don't always notice it because they have those little slipovers. There's got to be a way to make – I think they should just be part of the helmets. Why not just incorporate them into the helmets full time? I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy to think that you have a guy who, you know, you were talking so much about concussions, and then there's this thing you can do that he's just not doing.
Yeah, well, maybe, I mean, I have no idea. Maybe it's something, you know, I think the more prevalent that we see, the more players do it, the more normal it becomes. I mean, I will admit, when they first put them on in camp, training camp, it's a little, you know, you notice it, but then after a while you don't. And so you're right. I mean, it's not just your career. Dude, it's your life.
Yeah.
You're going to be my age one day, and you know you want to have everything that you have. So, yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that for him, but certainly should be in the conversation, because if not, it just becomes, you know, if he were to have a concussion, and God bless, hope he doesn't, you know, is it, what's the first thing we're going to talk about? Tua, right? It just becomes the conversation, and you hope that it doesn't.
You know, Mike, kind of looking at some more positive things, when we spoke with Cesar Ruiz yesterday, not just about his bike giveaway, which was fantastic, he also talked about, you know, the new look offensive line. And I know once we get to training camp, which is just over a week away, we're going to start talking about, okay, when do the pads come on? It's going to be the fifth practice session, Monday, July 8th. We'll finally get to see the play in the trenches and be able to evaluate that good stuff. But the way that Cesar Ruiz talked about the offensive line, saying the sky's the limit with all the talent that they have up front, now four first-round picks and the second-round pick, and the veteran center and Eric McCoy, but those two bookend tackles, Kelvin Banks Jr., the left tackle, Eric McCoy now gets to play next to Taliese Fuaga at right tackle. It just feels like a really strong unit that, you know, Saints fans can feel excited about.
No, I am. I feel like they've got Fuaga back where he kind of belongs. I think Kelvin Banks is going to be, you know, strong. And I really think, you know, and Jeff and I talked about this a little bit last week, I feel like Trevor Penning, if the footwork works, and I mean, you know, he has the ability. And first off, he's excited. Right? That's the first time I've seen Trevor excited in a couple of years to play and get out there on the edge and knock some heads. So I agree. I mean, when Eric McCoy went out, and Deuce tells me this all the time, you just don't understand the importance of the center. It's not like you just bring another guy in. It changes so much of your offense, not to mention then you had, you know, rotating quarterbacks. So I completely agree. It's not just that five. You got to have 8, 9, right? Landon Young, Will Clapp, Kyle Hurdle. You hope you don't get to them. And, you know, Atlanta and Tampa, and, you know, those guys played almost the entire season. You know, their offensive line, and it makes a big difference. And so that the Saints need to have one of those years where the O-line, you know, stays intact. And I'm interested to see how Banks and Fuaga do, you know, back in, you know, at least for Fuaga in a more staying at, you know, he'll stay at left and put Banks at right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and you know I feel like losing a center is one thing. Losing both of your veteran, you know, guys in the same week, because that's what happened last year. Like the Saints offense felt like it had a pulse, you know, going into week three, and then you came out of week three without Eric McCoy or Cesar Ruiz for a long time, and that set the offensive line back. Like that, I think they, you know, John Benton did an admirable job with the group he had. But you can't, you don't just lose those guys and account for it on a weekly basis. You don't sign guys off the Jets practice squad and say you're our starter now and not miss a beat. It's injuries make up so much of it. But you know, let's erase health from the equation right here and just say offense, defense. I want you to pick a player that you think is going to be the breakout player for on both sides of the ball. Because there's one every year, a guy that maybe is flying under the radar and has a better season than might have been expected. I want you to give me two candidates in your mind for those accolades.
Well, both of mine have been around, but I think we've expected more. And so defensively, it's Alante Taylor, right? So he's been around for 3 years, but he's around the football as much as he is. He's got 41 PDs in 3 years and two picks, right? He's been healthy, played in 17 the last 2 years. I feel like he's just around the football so much that it's going to click. Those balls that he's almost got, he's going to be, you know, two interceptions in 3 years is not what he wanted. I just feel like he's going to have, everything's increased for him. He's had PDs have increased every year. He had four sacks last year. His tackles are increased. I just feel like he's going to have one of those, you know, not a solid year, but I think he's going to have an outstanding year. And offensively, it's another guy that's been around. In fact, he's been around since 2020, and that's Juwan Johnson. I mean, you go, well, how can he have a breakout year? He always has a career year every year. Yeah, guess what? But he doesn't. The numbers are just not what I think they can be, right? Three touchdowns last year, four the year before that, 50 catches last year, 37 before that. I just feel like he has skills that not every tight end has. And at times I feel he's unstoppable, and then he disappears. So I feel like for whatever reason in this offense, and I just feel like Juwan Johnson's going to have a double-digit touchdown season. I'm not sure about certainly with Foster's health situation and Taysom's health situation. You know, I just feel like he's going to be a guy that is going to have a breakout year. That's saying something for a guy who has 18 touchdowns, but could be a lot more.
You know, Mike, we always talk about the all-airline players, and just want to ask you, like, kind of looking into your crystal ball, if you're talking to you 2 weeks from now, basically, maybe after the first padded practice, right? Like, who do you think we're going to talk about the most over the first week of Saints training camp? Someone maybe that we haven't mentioned just yet. I know you talked about potential breakout candidates, but under the radar players that you think could maybe show up at Airline Drive and have a really strong training camp performance, someone that we'll be really focused and keyed in on.
Well, to me, it's only because there are a couple of rookies that I'm interested to see. I mean, there may be, you know, a guy out there, undrafted draft pick, you know, undrafted free agent, you know, Justin Reed, certainly. But to me, I'm interested to see Danny Stutzman, the linebacker, fourth round pick out of Oklahoma. You know, we know so, not necessarily little about the defense, but I want to see him with the pads on, right? And I'm, you know, this is not going to be any surprise. I want to see Devin Neal. I want to see that kid run the football. I want to see that kid catch the football. I want to see what he looks like in pads. I'm just interested to see, you know, but I feel like that position, running back, you know, you got a lot of people right there, but it's certainly underperformed, and you could look at the offensive line and blocking and injuries and all that, but and if this team can't run the football, and I think Devin Neal's going to put some pressure on Kendre Miller and Cam Akers and Alvin. So those two, to me, are who I will be kind of watching. Everyone, you know, when you're kind of just watching, you know, drills, I'm going to look at Devin and Stutzman to see how those guys kind of look, because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, one guy who I think we kind of all just glossed over because he was the number 253 pick in the draft and everyone was ready to go home. Fadil Diggs is an interesting makeup for this defense, and I'm very curious to see how he slots into it. You know, like the players that get drafted this year, you get drafted because you fit the scheme that you're going to install. So, you know, he might have something of an advantage over some of these players coming back. We'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm going to kind of dovetail off that and look at the defensive line in general. Who leads the Saints in sacks in the 2025 season? Pick one.
Brian Brzee.
Yep.
I feel like he's coming. I mean, he was almost my, you know, the guy that's going to make the biggest jump, but it's hard because that's pretty impressive for a guy who had, you know, 7.5 sacks last year. And you and I talked about this last week. He just does things that you don't see other people do. Now, not every play, but I feel like in this defense, he has the moves in the middle. And if, you know, what's your kind of what our typical defensive ends might be have done in the past might be a little different, might be a different body set, might be different roles. So I just feel like he's the guy that has the opportunity. You know, I want them all to be run stoppers, but I feel like he's the guy that has, you know, the chance other than maybe a Carl Granderson to lead the team in sacks.
All right. Well, great stuff. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. This is a preview for tomorrow. Mike will be hosting 5:45 to 8 p.m. So tune in. Thanks so much for the time, Mike. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, and thanks again to Mike Haas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.